Welcome back to the Playbook Podcast. Here I was Kyle Stout, another host.
Garrett Burkle.
So, Garrett, we had the first round of March Madness yesterday. The rest of the first round continues today. We had some pretty good games, though, overall.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of upsets. A lot of...
Yeah, for sure.
Upsets, which is expected in March, but I think it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
The first day alone. First off, Maryland beat West Virginia. That was a really good game.
It was.
Both teams would, you know, kind of go on runs,
mm-hmm.
would get up, and then the other team would storm back.
Yeah, it was a very entertaining back and forth game.
You think Maryland has a shot against Alabama?
Not really, to be honest.
I don't either.
I think West Virginia would match up better against Alabama than Maryland will.
Yeah. Then next up, we had a very, very good game, Furman, Virginia, which I picked correctly.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is a very popular pick because Virginia tends to choke a lot. They've lost mm-hmm. in the first round every 2 years.
Yeah.
It was 2018, 2021, now 2023. And, you know, we didn't have the year of
right.
2020.
I think if 2020, I feel like they would have made a Final Four run.
Probably, but, you know, still. It was just, it's just ridiculous that Kia Clark threw mm-hmm. that away. I mean,
yeah.
this is his last year in college ball. He's been here for a long time.
He's made the best pass in college basketball and one of the worst passes. So.
It's like, I just don't get it. He was just right. a non-factor. He played 32 minutes, shot 2 for 7 from the field, 5 points, 5 assists, 2 boards. I don't know. I just, Virginia, I don't know how great of a March coach Tony Bennett really is.
He won a national title, so enough said there.
He won a national title, but they got really lucky.
They did, but again,
you got lucky against Purdue.
You have to have luck to win a national title. So
I guess that's true. It's just I feel like they got lucky 2 times in a row back-to-back
games.
They
did. They did. I mean, even against Texas Tech that year.
They got pretty
lucky. They hit a corner three, you know. So, again, you're right, but at the same time, I still think – I mean, obviously, I still think Bennett's a pretty good March head coach. Again, like that game yesterday, they had it won. If Clark just called a timeout, they probably would have won the game.
Yeah.
So, again, I think their luck is ran out, which I think it's more luck than anything. Again, I think Bennett's still a pretty solid head coach.
Yeah. And then next up, we had Missouri beating Utah State 76-65. Missouri is a scary team.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a chance to go to the Final Four.
I don't know about Final Four.
It's how good their offense is. They play yeah. great defense because, look, they play Princeton next round.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I see Princeton being a Cinderella team and winning more than just the first round. I really like Missouri this year. They have a great offense.
Uh-huh.
You know, Kobe Brown's playing good basketball right now.
Mm-hmm.
They
have a good head coach.
They have a great head coach, yeah. Damoy Hodge is playing great basketball. Mm-hmm. He had 23 last night. So, you know, I look at Missouri as a team where if their offense is on, they can beat anybody. I think they can beat Princeton. And then they'll either probably be playing Baylor, Creighton.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'd have a chance against both those teams.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm not too incredibly high on Baylor or, I mean, I'm pretty high on Creighton, but I'm not too high on Baylor. I think they really could get upset pretty early this year.
Yeah.
I think if we got a Creighton against Missouri game, that'd be a very good game.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those teams, I think, could upset Alabama.
Yeah, both those teams have high-scoring offenses.
I think Alabama makes the Elite Eight, and then I think they have the easiest road to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, next round, they're going to play a Maryland team, which I don't think you can trust Maryland this year. And then they're probably going to play San Diego State. I really don't know if Furman upsets San Diego State.
Right.
I really like San Diego State's defense. I could see a potential San Diego State run where they beat Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense is just so good. That's really what you need in March. But Missouri, that was a great win there. Next up, Howard, Kansas. That's actually a pretty close game for a little bit in the first half. But Kansas, of course, pulled away. They should probably go pretty far in this tournament.
Right.
Really interested for a Kansas-Arkansas matchup next round.
I'm really looking into if Bill Self will coach at all this March. He didn't coach yesterday.
Why didn't he?
I don't know. He traveled with the team, so I don't know why he didn't. But at the same time, that really worries me there.
Yeah, I could see. If he doesn't coach against Arkansas, I could see a potential upset.
Yeah, I could too.
I think they got a really poor draw because of having to play Arkansas.
Arkansas
finished the year off poorly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Eric Musselman's a great coach.
Yeah.
And they have good guard play.
For sure.
And then Alabama beat Texas A&M CC. Of course, expected there. San Diego State beat Charleston. Like I said, San Diego State's defense is just so good. They forced Charleston to 57 points.
Mm-hmm.
They beat him 63-57. So
I had Charleston in the upset there.
I think Furman could be a Cinderella. team and make a run and beat them to get to the Sweet 16, but I just don't know.
Right.
I think San Diego State's a very quality team.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Princeton beat Arizona, which is the biggest upset of the day, 15-2. Yeah. Arizona just looked terrible. They were up 55-50 with about 2-3 minutes left. Didn't score the rest of the game. I mean, you can't do that. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like these 15-2s are I think this game is getting really overlooked. I mean, obviously people posted about it, but I haven't seen people as much as they did with last year.
Right.
St. Peter's over Kentucky, even St. Peter's over Purdue.
It was more of a shock. I think last year.
Last year was probably more of a shock because, first of all, St. Peter's, it was their first tournament, right? They're a very small school, and it was against, you know, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
This year it was against Arizona, and Princeton has been to the tournament a lot.
Right.
So I think that plays a factor, but it's still 15-2.
That's
like,
true.
It's still
and, I mean, 15-2 have become a lot more common, which I'm still kind of shocked about.
3 years in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, that just means the level of the playing field in college basketball isn't as large as it has been.
That's very true,
I mean, because even, you know, Northern Kentucky, they fought with Houston
a
lot of the game.
I mean, it was a game just up until – it was a game the entire way. So.
Really, yeah. Then Arkansas beat Illinois. Illinois tried to come back late. They couldn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty high on Arkansas right now. They have
guards. Yeah, I think Arkansas is a really good team.
Ricky Council V played very well. Anthony Black. So if they can keep it up, if their guard play can keep being solid, I think they can go a long way.
Yeah.
Auburn beat Iowa, which I predicted. Auburn's a scary team now. You know, they're facing a more than likely injured Houston team next round.
Yeah, they are. They're playing Houston.
If they can get past them, I mean, I think they can get past either. I don't know who's coming out of the pod of Miami, Drake, Kent State, and IU. Those are four very good teams.
Yeah, that's going to be really
interesting. I could see a Drake and Kent State round of 32 matchup, which is what I picked. I don't know how accurate that is, but I could definitely see it happening. So that would be interesting to see if Auburn can make a run.
Right.
You know, if they can just get past Houston,
they could
definitely make an Elite Eight or Final Four run, I think.
Yeah.
So look out for the Tigers there. Duke killed Oral Roberts. It was never a game. You know, Oral Roberts got really hyped up going in. I knew that Duke was going to win. I didn't think it would be this dominant. This Duke is playing great basketball.
That's very true, yeah.
You know, my favorite team being in that region, I'm very scared. If we get out of ours, you know, you got to worry about getting out of your pod. But if you get to the Elite Eight and you face Duke, I'd be scared because Duke's playing very good basketball.
That's very true.
Even, you know, with you and Purdue, I'd still be scared to play him. I think you match up better than them, but there's still a team that's won like 10 straight now.
That's true.
Somewhere around there. So
I get what you're saying.
They're playing great ball right now. Northwestern beat Boise State. They looked really good. I don't know if they have a chance to beat UCLA.
I think there's a chance
if Boo Booey plays well.
Audige and Booey, yeah.
So I could see a Northwestern upset. I need that for my bracket because for whatever reason I decided to pick UNC Asheville over UCLA. I'm still first in my bracket. I only got two wrong. It was just probably a pretty bad one to get wrong.
Right.
Texas beat Colgate pretty handedly. They're going to come out of that region to the Final Four. I think they're my pick now. Houston, like you said, they beat Northern Kentucky by 11, but it was very close. I think a little too close for comfort.
If Northern Kentucky pull up on their
shot 5-for-38, I believe.
Yeah.
But it's like I get they're a 16 seed, but they shot 5-for-33.
I think Northern Kentucky's game plan was totally wrong. Again, that was their plan because everything inside got swatted just because of how big and athletic Houston is. So again, it's not a bad game plan on paper. And if some of those went down, like Northern Kentucky was up one with maybe 15 left, and there was a three that bounced off the rim.
They lost by 11, and they shot terribly.
I know.
Here's their shooting splits. They shot 90 from the free throw line, but that's only 9 points.
Right.
And they shot 5-for-33 from three, 19-for-69 from the field. So 27.5 from the field, 15.2 from the three. That is atrocious shooting.
Yeah, and again, they still were able to hang in there.
They were still hanging in there. So it's like they got lucky. You know, like you said, you need to have luck in March Madness. If they just got a little luckier, hit a few of those shots, then it's a whole different game.
Totally agree. And again, I mean, that's, and I've watched some Northern Kentucky basketball this season, and that's the worst they've shot. Again, they're usually pretty decent from the three-point line. So it was just an off-night shooting for them. And again, I'm excited because that Northern Kentucky team's really young. So come next year, if they're able to win the Horizon again, I really think that's a team that, again, if they, maybe they're matched up with like a 3-seed, a 3-14 game, I definitely think that they could beat a 3-seed. Or I mean, again, even if they're a 2-15 game, I totally think that they could beat one of those teams. Like, I think if they played Arizona yesterday, I think they would have beat them, to be honest with
Probably.
You. And yeah, but again, if some of those threes bounced in, a totally different game. Because again, it's not like they got all right looks, not towards the end of the game, but they got all right looks and they just weren't falling. But again, there was one about 15 minutes to go. Northern Kentucky's up one and they shoot a spot on three. It literally rolls off the rim, and then it led to six straight Houston points, two straight threes, and then from there, Northern Kentucky just couldn't really, you know, get the groove back, which is disappointing. But again, I think Northern Kentucky's a team that their first tournament win is just, you know, it will come pretty soon, I'd imagine. So
yeah. Then Tennessee barely beat Louisiana. Tennessee's just not good.
Mm-hmm.
They really aren't. I think they're gonna get killed by Duke. So I'd see a pretty possible Purdue Duke matchup. It would be a cool rematch if Purdue and Tennessee played again.
That would be
nice.
I
don't see likely.
It just depends what Tennessee team shows up, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think Duke will be able to handle that game.
UCLA killed UNC Asheville. Even without their best defensive player, they still look very good, especially on defense.
Yeah.
Penn State killed Texas A&M.
Penn State's a team where if they keep shooting the ball, I totally think, again, if they keep shooting at that percentage, I totally think they could be able to beat Texas, yeah.
That would be tough. I think if Penn State beats Texas, they have a potential Final Four run on their hands.
Absolutely, yeah. They have a great coach,
too. They're shooting the ball great right now. I think I was just a little disappointed in Texas A&M. I feel like they got underseeded, but they just played terrible.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think Penn State's coming on at the right time.
Yeah, they really are.
So, yeah.
Then to preview the games today, we have number 10 seed USC versus number 7 seed Michigan State. I would take Michigan State in this game. I think it'll be a pretty good game, but I'm going to take Izzo in March. Then we have Xavier, Kennesaw State. This will be tough for Xavier. I think it's a tough first round matchup, but I think Xavier will come away with the win.
Mm-hmm.
UC Santa Barbara against Baylor. Baylor plays in a very tough conference in the Big 12. I think in my brackets I picked UC Santa Barbara just for, you know, an upset pick there, but I'm going to probably have to go Baylor here.
Right.
VCU St. Mary's. So I think both of the 12 seeds today win. I'm going to go VCU. They've hung around great games. I've never been able to trust St. Mary's in March, so I'm going to go VCU there.
Yep.
Marquette over Vermont. That's a 2-15 game first round. I think Vermont's pretty solid, though. But Marquette should be able to come away with a win there.
Yeah, I agree.
Pittsburgh against Iowa State.
That's going to be a fun game.
It'll be a fun game. I think it'll be very high scoring. I'm going to go Pitt in this one, though, with an upset. NC State, Creighton. NC State, they've had a pretty good season so far, but I think Creighton ends their season today.
I totally agree.
Creighton is playing good basketball. They're very big. I think, okay, so if Creighton loses to NC State, there's a great chance, in my opinion, that Missouri goes to the Elite Eight.
If
Creighton, because I think Missouri would beat Baylor, in all honesty. Then Iona against UConn. I think Iona is just not a good basketball team. They got a little overseeded. UConn's playing great at the right time. You can never rule out anything, but I think UConn takes this. Fairleigh Dickinson against Purdue. Their biggest player is 7'4". Fairleigh Dickinson's player is 6'6". That's all you really gotta.
Yeah. Fairleigh Dickinson runs a press too, which they run a pretty good press, which I could maybe see Purdue getting in trouble with. But at the same time, if you lose to a 16 seed, in all honesty, I don't think you deserve to make the tournament.
Oh yeah.
So again, hopefully Purdue takes care of business.
Yeah. Then Providence against Kentucky. This is very good first round matchup. Both teams 21-11.
Yeah.
It'll be tough. It'll be tough for both teams, a lot to handle on each side of the ball. I'll go with my Cats. You just got to rebound the ball, and you have a great chance at winning.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, you have Drake against Miami. This is the second upset pick I'm going to pick with the 12-5. I'm going to pick Drake in this one. You know, I just think Drake, they're very experienced. They're older than five NBA teams. This is their third straight tournament. They're bound to make an upset. They're bound to make a run. I think it will come against Miami. Grand Canyon against Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga takes this by double digits. Grand Canyon had a solid season. I think they're a solid team, but I don't think you're going to upset Mark Few this early. FAU against Memphis. This is going to be a very good, very entertaining game. I think Memphis comes out on top in this one.
Yeah, I'm really interested to watch this game.
This is Florida Atlantic's kind of a storybook team, but Memphis is just very solid. I think they have better guard play. I think they'll come away with this one. Kansas State and Montana State. Now, this is a very good game that I feel like is being overlooked. I think Kansas State is very good. I think that they have a chance to make a run this year. But I wouldn't rule out Montana State to win this game. I mean, Kansas State, in this game, they're only ranked by two. Montana State, they play very good defense. They've won five games in a row. You know, Kansas State's coming off two losses in a row to West Virginia and TCU. I'm going to go Kansas State in this game because I don't know if I see an upset, but I would look out for Montana State. It could be a close game. I could see an upset. Then Kent State against Indiana. In my bracket, I have Kent State. I'm going to stick with that pick. Kent State has two senior guards that are playing really well. I think that could be too much to handle for Jalen Hood-Schifino. I think IU's a great team. I think if they can get out of this pod, then they can beat Houston. I think
I agree.
I think the team who gets out of this little pod of them, Kent State, Miami, and Drake, I think they have a great chance of upsetting Houston.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially if they're without their best player, which they have been. So I'll go Kent State here. They're 30th in KenPom on defense. They force a lot of turnovers, so that's two upset picks.
Mm-hmm.
Three upset picks today. Four upset picks today, I think.
Yeah, I think IU should be able to beat Kent State. And then I have Miami over Drake just because the fact, because I think Miami's guard play is just way too good.
I mean, a 12-5 game not ending up with a 12 winner.
That's fair. That is fair. I don't know. I could see it going either way, though, again.
Yeah.
And then I'm really interested to watch obviously, the Purdue game, just because I'm a Purdue fan, the Kentucky game, and the FAU-Memphis game, and then IU-Kent State. So those will be the games that I'll tune into the most today, and I'm really excited for them.
Yeah, and then finishing off the night, we have Arizona State against TCU. This should be a pretty good
game.
I'm going to take the Big 12 over the Pac-12 here.
Yep,
I think
totally agree.
TCU has had too many great wins this season mm-hmm. to come up short in this one.
I agree.
But it'll be a fun game. It'll be a really fun game.
Mm-hmm.
All the games today will be pretty fun. It's March Madness. Had a great start yesterday. Hoping to have a great day today. But, yep, that was a pretty good episode of the Playbook Podcast. That will be the last one for a couple weeks. Unfortunately, we go on spring break after today. But we'll be back around the national championship. Mm-hmm. We can talk about all of March, what happened.
Well, I won't be here for that because I'll be in Houston cheering on my Boilermakers try to win their first national championship.
That's hopeful. That's me hopeful. It could happen. You never know. It could happen.
Hopefully it happens, but I don't think it will.
But anyways, hope everyone has an amazing rest of the day, and we're signing out for Mid-Davis 2.